Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Well, tell me what you do and where you live and how you got started working for and volunteering for the American Red Cross.
Well, how I ended up volunteering was I saw Red Cross people on TV years ago when I was a young mother and decided that is what I wanted to do. And what I do now is I work on national disasters across the nation, and I do bulk distribution, which is getting out the supplies to the affected people.
Tell us about your experience on 911 before you decided to go to Ground Zero and work. Where were you when 911 happened? What did you think? And then tell us about the process for you leaving Lansing and going to work at Ground Zero.
Okay, I was at work. I worked at a Gleason Portrait Gallery in Bath. And they had the TV on when I walked in, and I looked at it, and at first I thought it was a movie. And then I said to one of my coworkers, "That looks like something from Osama bin Laden." And she says, "Who is that?" And I told her, and from then I got a call. I left in November, so I had to get my first aid CPR certification. So I did that and got the call to go.
And what was your job, and what did you do, and what did you see and hear?
Okay, my first job was at the feeding support unit, where I received calls to help with, like, the kitchens. If they're box lunches didn't arrive, I was to find out where they were in the city of New York. They could be on our emergency response vehicles who were delivering the meals. I remember one call that said they didn't have their 8,000 box lunches, and because it took so long to get around New York, I had to find where it was and come to find out that they had ordered 2,000 more box lunches, so that's why it took longer to get there. My second job, I worked at a respite center where I worked helping. It was where the police officers, firefighters, and construction workers came to get their meals and came to rest and relax. And they could sleep there, eat there, get supplies there. Like, they could come in, their boots were worn out, they could get boots. And I was supposed to bus tables, but most of them didn't want you to bus tables. They just wanted you to sit and talk to them about what they were doing. So that's really what I did every day, is sat and talked to police officers. And I remember one construction worker, he was a lead construction worker, and he told me about what he was doing. And I also talked to a firefighter actually from Texas, who he felt he was in the right place, and he was the man delivering the body bags to Ground Zero at the time. I worked right at St. John's University, which was right near Ground Zero, and we had to wear helmets. And we'd step in, before we could get in the gate, we had to have our helmets on. And if we didn't, if we were caught inside the gate without our helmets, we could get fined $2,000. So we had to have our helmets on. And once I got to St. John's University, I had to wash off my boots and any ash I had on myself, and then go into work for the day.
Did you get a chance to go to Ground Zero?
Yes, that's right where I worked,
okay,
basically.
Tell us what you saw, what you heard, what you felt walking around Ground Zero.
When I was able to get on site in an emergency response vehicle, which is one of our feeding units, I was able to be right at the site where they were digging. And I was breathing ash, so it was very, very discomforting, really, because it was just the thoughts, what would go through your mind. And I would talk to the police officers and those digging there and giving them snacks. And sometimes, they would just stand and talk to us for a couple hours because they just needed to talk and release. But it's very hard to, first of all, the acrid smell was something I remember distinctly, and that was very, very hard on all of us, I think. A lot of us came down with with respiratory infections from that. But as I watched the trucks being filled from the hole, it was hard. You really couldn't say anything.
And when you returned, and to this day, do any memories stick with you, any feelings about your experience?
Oh, much of it sticks with me. The police officers, mainly what they felt and what they were saying, and what they were saying when they were talking to us. I remember one officer said, he was from California, actually. He was from Coronado Island or something, and he said, just sit with me and talk to me. He says, I'm so lonely, I don't know what to do. It was the firefighter from Texas, you know, who said, I'm in the right place, I'm bringing the body bags, and that's what I'm going to do until I go home. It was a construction worker, you know, who said he was in the right place, and he was going to work 24 hours a day if he had to, and, you know, I would talk to him at the respite center, and he was, you know, being the lead construction worker, he wanted to know he was doing the right thing. So he would just sit and talk to me. So those people that came to see you every day stick with you, those faces that were there doing what they felt was right.
Pam, thanks so much for sharing your experience with us. I really appreciated your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.